Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. We have 24 vessels on our Columbia River ship schedule for the day and lots of ships in the anchorage, so opportunities to observe ships when they're not moving. If you can get a pair of binoculars or a camera with a zoom lens, you can go out there and take a look at what ships really look like. There's an awful lot of interesting details if you just start scanning along the deck and looking at things there. We're going to talk about one of those today. In our marine weather forecast, we have on the Columbia River bar combined seas at the very mouth of the river, where the mighty Columbia River slams into the Pacific Ocean, a very dynamic area, which is why it has its own weather forecast. So the Columbia River bar forecast for today, combined seas 3 to 4 feet through tonight. Seas will temporarily build to near 5 feet during those max ebb current times. So not terribly wild conditions on the bar, but still, whenever those max ebb current periods happen, about halfway between high and low tide as the tide is falling, you always get a very dynamic situation on the river because the current reaches its fastest speed then, and it just becomes problematic where all that water is sort of piling up at the ocean, where the ocean is kind of pushing back. Can create some difficult conditions there, even on a beautiful day like this one. So it can look very calm and almost placid here on the river off Astoria and be really messy and difficult and downright dangerous 17 miles to the west where the river meets the ocean. So we have those seas near 5 feet, a max ebb current period around 2:15 p.m. starting, and another one around 2:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. So about every 12 hours we have one of these. So something to be reckoned with if you are traveling in and out of the river. So fishermen, bar pilots, the Coast Guard folks are very, very aware of this Columbia River bar issues in our area. And you should be too if you're out on the boat in a river. I mean, out on the river in a boat at any time. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, becoming southeast, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the morning. And then the wind direction will, they'll call it back around in a counterclockwise direction to north in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northeast, 1 foot high at 4 seconds, and west swells 6 feet high at 13 seconds apart. Patchy morning fog. And we did have some patchy morning fog this morning when I was looking out the window here at the station and saw a ship gliding past the waterfront in the fog. Very lovely. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day, and then we're going to talk a little bit after that about pilot ladders, what those are and why they're so important and why they are a somewhat dangerous interlude in or part of a pilot's workday. So if we have 4 inbounders, we have 10 in the Astoria anchorage, we have 5 in the Rice Island anchorage, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Prabhu Yuvika. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage off Astoria. She went past the Astoria waterfront around 7, a little after 7 a.m., in the partial fog there. It was a really lovely sight to see her just kind of slowly gliding. When ships are going to anchor, they start slowing way down. So ships coming under the Astoria Megler Bridge, you'll often see them that are going to anchor here or even at Rice Island, which is a little bit upriver from the Astoria anchorage. You'll see them slowing down compared to the ships that are going through upriver. And they'll have an anchor, often an anchor hanging from their bow. So that's how you can tell that a ship is anchoring. And basically what they do is glide to a stop and then drop their anchors. And so it's a very carefully, as are all movements on ships, very carefully thought through ahead of time and orchestrated so that you get the result that you want on a vehicle that has no brakes. So I always find it quite astonishing when they, accidents are so rare on the Columbia, and usually they're mechanical failure or something that people try to anticipate. But it's amazing to watch the very skilled mariners in action on our river by the pretty much flawless day-to-day operations that you see. The Maritime Rosemary is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum. She probably passed Astoria around 6:30, and we'll be up in the Portland area maybe by about noontime, a little afternoon. The Belle Ocean is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. She'll be there maybe 10:30 or so. She's a wheat ship, so she'll be heading upriver to pick up wheat eventually. The Osprey Arrow is arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage upriver near Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m., and she eventually is going to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash, which is a mineral cargo that is one of its many uses is to make automotive glass. So we send the raw materials to Asia, which is where the ship is probably going. It'll be made into glass, among other things, and come back to us in the form of brand new cars that come in on those high-sided car carriers. So we are selling raw materials to Asia, and they send us back manufactured goods like cars. And soda ash is a very, very widely traded commodity that is so widely traded worldwide that the sale of it is considered to be an economic indicator for the global economy. So when soda ash is doing well, everything else is generally doing well from what I've read. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Luminous Halo heading up to Kalama to anchor again there. She'll be leaving around 1 p.m. She's a wheat ship. She'll be picking up wheat. And we have the Daiwan Brave at the port of Astoria. She's loading logs right now, and I believe she is a ship that came downriver from another port. So she may be a ship that has two cargoes on board, so something else below decks and maybe logs on top. At any rate, she is at the port of Astoria from what I can see here from my schedule. And we have some other vessels awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. They are the Sanyu, the New History, the Star Helena, the Leto, the Masato, the Bergara, and the Belo Horizonte. I love the ship names. In the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Belle Ocean heading upriver to, is a ship that's coming in this morning. She's going to be there until about 8 o'clock tonight, and then she'll head upriver to anchor off Kalama again. Sometimes ships go to one anchorage, from one anchorage to another, while they're waiting for an open berth. And then we have the Prabhu Yuvika. She's coming in today, came in already. She is in the Rice Island Anchorage. The Sangha Hadong, the Ever Sovereign, and the Medi Baltimore are all awaiting orders opposite Tongue Point on the Washington side of the river, but you can still see them from the Astoria waterfront. In our outbounders, the BTG Matterhorn is leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat on board there. It looks like she's a wheat ship, this one. She's heading out about 7 a.m. The Overseas Mykonos is heading out of Portland, petroleum tanker there, leaving around 12:30 p.m. The Shikoku Island is leaving Vancouver around 6:30 p.m. The Happy Clipper leaving Portland around 8 p.m. with wheat on board. And the Security is an oil tanker leaving from Chevron Docks in Portland around 9 p.m., about 6 hours to get from Portland to here. Well, let's talk a little bit about something that you can see if you're observant. This only happens at certain times. When a ship is passing the waterfront in Astoria, there's a pilot exchange going on where whatever pilot is on board is getting off and the next pilot gets on. So if the ship is heading downriver toward the Columbia River Bar, it has a river pilot on board. The river pilot comes down something called a pilot ladder, climbs down the side of the ship while it's moving onto the deck of the pilot boat, and then the bar pilot does the reverse, climbs up the ladder, gets onto the ship, goes up to the bridge, and assists the ship getting across the Columbia River Bar. Now, there's this ladder. It's called a pilot ladder. It's made of generally some kind of synthetic line or rope. It has it's a rope ladder. It has steps in it tied, or actually, you know, if they're manufactured now, but this is a very historic thing. It has a bar across the bottom that kind of keeps it flat against the side of the ship. But basically, this is a free-hanging ladder, rope ladder over the side of the ship. If the side of the ship is very high, you might see an angular metal stairway coming down. That's called an accommodation ladder to make it easier for the pilot to get up into the ship quickly. But basically, this is what I have understood to be the most vulnerable point in the pilot transfer. I mean, we're not talking about helicopter transfer, we're talking about boat transfer, because when the pilot does this, they have things called man ropes, which are attached to the ladder, that you can hang on to. But basically, the pilot has to take a literal leap of faith and go from the boat that is running alongside onto this ladder on the ship, and it is a very vulnerable point. There are times when people have fallen overboard at this time of this transition because one mistake and a person could fall in the water. So the pilot then climbs up or down the side of the ship on that ladder. I've climbed a pilot ladder before. I can say that you have to have core body strength, so pilots have to be fit, and it requires some physical fitness and a great deal of good judgment there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.